It's April Fool's Day. No, it's not. It's not April Fool's Day at all. It is... What day is it? It's Saturday. Monday's the 31st. Saturday the 29th. That fucking rings a bell. That's what day it is. It's a Saturday. It's not Monday's fucked. Like, I've got... So I was supposed to be doing this, but as you know, I do it on a fucking Monday, but it's not happening this week still because we're still... Still going through this fucking car thing, man. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it because it's fucking... Well, I'm talking about it, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's the most frustrating thing in the fucking world, so I'm not doing it because I'm actually in quite a fucking decent mood today. I've actually... But I'm a good mood. I've been a good mood for ages, to be fair. Like, things have definitely turned a corner when it comes to the old being raging all the time. Like, I'm not angry anywhere near as much as... Well, not even that I was fucking angry, to be fair. Everything's just a bit mad now because I'm doing shitloads of travelling on trains. For example, see, on Monday, I need to be at Paisley for 8 o'clock in the morning, finish off, I think, for 2 o'clock, then get a train out to Girvan. And then after I'm finished working in Girvan, I need to get the train back to where I stay, which I'm not particularly want to do. And do you know what I mean? I'm not exactly going to give away my address. There's probably a lot of people that already... I need to take this jacket off. I've got a rainproof jacket on today because I've been fucking... do you know what I mean? Like, I'm living outside, basically. That's what's been happening the last wee while because I'm just... It's like, all this fucking shit's going on. It's fucking roasting in here as well. I'll tell you why it's fucking roasting in here. I'm actually fucking roasting. I'm going to need to take another layer off, man. I've totally misjudged how many... This is like a fucking... an old man striptease, but it's like, let me just take my cardigan off. Oh, the things I'm going to do to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? It's fucking roasting in here because... I've noticed how bad, not how bad it is, I suppose it's better, but it's definitely a funny shape. What's happened is, I'm trying to get this workshop a little bit better, just 1% better every time that I'm here, so I'm trying to find something that I need to do that will make it better and such, right? And because I had a bit of a book explosion recently, and there was lots of people bought. Listen to fucking this, man. So the other day I was hanging fire, right, sending all those books out because I was like, what if I done? Because I'm trying to promote the cult, obviously. So what I was thinking was, what if I took some of the copies of the Eggley and Badger when that comes, and I put them in to these practical guides that I've sold, so I'd take a little bit of a loss in the amount of money that I spent getting these things printed up, but I could convince people to join the cult and then make my money back in the long term. And then it got to the point where I was like, do you know what, man, like, I'm waiting on too many things coming in at the one time. I just need to fucking send these things. So I racked them all up the other day and I was sending them, and I was like, I've actually got a bit of a system now, right? Maybe this is interesting, maybe it's not interesting, to be fair. I don't know if it's interesting, the inner workings of how you run an art business. Do you know what I mean? Like, because that's what it is at the end of the day. It's an art business that I've decided to start. It's the business of the walrus. That's what it is. So, like, I'm always trying to think of ways that it's going to make it easier, things that are going to make it go faster, things that are going to condense the amount of time that I spent to do a thing. Now, I had to post 43, I think, or 44 books the other day. That's how many books I had to post. When I'm posting them, what I do is I've got they all come in a cardboard thing that fits the book perfectly, right? And inside that, it comes with some free gifts. So that's what it comes with: badges, stickers, that sort of stuff. Stuff from the T-shirt, stuff from Corporation T-shirt. And then what happens is I've got a wee label printer, so that I can print out all the stuff and all I need to do is post it. But one of the things I quickly realised on the first run, because the first time I sold like 176 books, right, and then try to package them all up and stuff, it was chaos. It was total chaos. But it was a good chaos because what it done is it made me learn all the shit that I had to learn to keep this going. So I couldn't post them all in the post box because eventually the post box gets full. But one of the shops around the corner has just opened up one of those parcel locker things. And I was like, all right, great, well, I can just start using this. So the other day I packaged them all up and I was like, I'll send them all out tomorrow morning. Because it was fucking bucketing, man. It was like it was like really, really, let me get comfy on my wee seat. I might get another seat. I feel as if this computer seat's a bit fucking... It's because I don't use this place for anything yet, apart from this. See, when I get it, where I'm writing in here all the time and I'm working and stuff like that, like... Maybe I will get another seat, but maybe it's more because there's a floorboard in here that's too big compared to the rest of the ones. That was the one where I was like, fuck it, I'll just deal with that later. And now I wish that I had just dealt with it at the time, because it's massive and I keep tripping my stuff for it. Let me take a little drink of this tea. It's in a metal cup, so it might be... It's a wonderful temperature, but I tell you what, I made two fantastic cups of tea this morning and that's ruined that for me. Because I'm not fucking joking when I say this. And the first cup of tea that I had this morning, because I think this will be my third, I was like, and it's 11 o'clock, I was like, what the fuck? That's the best fucking cup of tea I've had in ages. I must have another one of them. I don't know if I leave the bag in there too long sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I leave it in there too long and what it does is it cools the overall temperature of the tea and then makes it not as good. Do you know what I mean? But how much time have I got to dedicate finding out the perfect amount of time to put a tea bag in a cup? Apparently it's 3 minutes. Apparently a 3 minute timer is what you want. You want that bag in there for 3 minutes. And that's the thing. Maybe I will do that. Maybe what I'll do is I'll scientifically explore how to make good cups of tea. That'll definitely make me money. I won't need to worry about my mortgage anymore. I've cracked it. That's it. Don't you worry. I have fucking sorted it. What was I talking about? What the fuck was I actually talking about? The tea's just totally fucking distracted me. I was talking about doing stuff in here and then I started talking about the posting of the books, right? So what happened was when it was teeming, it was absolutely fucking bucketing, right? And I was like, I'm not going to take all them because then all my books will get wet. And then it must have been like the eye of the storm because then it just like died down, it died a death. So I could fit 8 books into my backpack and I went to the locker, I walked to the locker. And I scanned the first one and I put it in, you need to press all the fucking buttons. And I scanned the next one and I put it all in. And then by the time I got to the last one, I was like, why the fuck am I doing this? I could just put them all in the thing, surely. So after I'd done that, I googled it and I was like, do I need to do this? And it was like, no, you don't need to do this. I was like, well, fucking great. So what I'd done is I filled all the rest of the bags. I get 2 big shopping bags for life and I filled them with books. And then I had to fill my backpack with books and I he-manned them all the way around there, right? Proper fucking... just lifted them. I never put them down once because the ground was fucking soaking and I would have ruined my stock, but it landed, the thing landed on me when I was walking there. I was like, you're holding a grand's worth of books right now. You are walking a £1,000 worth of merchandise down to a locker next to a bin that you've written your name on. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's an incredible feat. Like, that's a fucking thing that you should be saying. There's not very many people, I think, that can say they've done that. They've sold £1,000 worth of stuff and they were having to walk it to the post box. Do you know what I mean? And then the other thing was, nobody knows how valuable what these are worth, but if they did, would they rob you? Would you get robbed? Would you need to start wearing like a fucking bulletproof vest or something like that when you're going to the shop to deliver your books? But it's like, that was... So I've got a system for doing that, which is partly... Well, the real reason... Someone actually messaged me on TikTok and said that it was too dear. Like, I've never spent £25 on a book before. And I was like, yeah, but you've not asked me why. And I felt like, did I go into the whole thing about how Boris Johnson charges £25 for his book and he's a prick? And Liz Truss that done fucking half a job, Liz done fucking 12 minutes as Prime Minister and she charges £25 a book. Do you know what I mean? So why can they two greedy fucking ass wipes? Do you know what I mean? Like, total... pricks, like the fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even, like, listen, I don't even know if you're into politics or something like that, but see, even just looking at the fucking two of them, like, see, just get a good fucking clear mental picture of Boris Johnson's face in your fucking mind's eye right now, and him looking at you, right, and putting his hand out expectedly for £25 in his left while he hands you a copy of his book in his fucking right. And think about that feeling. Think about that feeling that you've got right now as you picture Boris fucking Johnson handing over his fucking autobiography to you and asking for £25. And then, in your mind's eye, just imagine, just a little bit behind Boris Johnson, Liz Truss sticks her fucking head out and she's waiting, she's next in fucking line. So there you go, you're £50 deep and you've spent it in Boris Johnson and fucking Liz Truss. That's what you've done, right? Now, wipe all that for your mind's eye. Now just imagine me. My fucking face. You don't even need to imagine it because you could be fucking looking into it now, right? And imagine giving me £25. Imagine giving it to fucking me. And then my left hand's out looking for my money with free gifts, for fuck's sake. You're getting fucking free gifts for your £25. And I'm handing you a fucking book that wasn't written by a prick, maybe. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of stuff. And I was like, this is why. Because you don't see the part where I'm having to fucking he-man all these books around here after... I've just wrapped them all up and I've signed them all. I'm making it sound as if it's a pure laborious thing. Well, it is a wee bit, because you're having to do things. The one thing that I don't fucking understand is I use Squarespace, right? I used to use Shopify for stuff, but that's when I was just selling bootleg t-shirts until I got those cease and desist letters from Disney when they sent me the letters and goes, you need to stop selling all those fuck. We own The Simpsons now. We own The Simpsons now. What do you make of that fucking... Listen to me actually asking you questions as if you can answer me back, and you can't. You can't fucking answer me back. Let me take a drink of tea. What do you think about that Snow White thing, by the way? Like, not that I even give a fuck, to be fair. I don't even know why I'm saying it, but everyone's going tits about it. It's almost as if, like, they've done it. Not that they've done it in purpose. I don't think they've done it in purpose. I don't think they would. Do you know what I mean? But it's all just fucking mental, because it's like people just are so angry about things that don't really matter. Do you know what I mean? They don't really matter at the end of the day. But folk are going nuts. But then I think Disney are just a bunch of assholes anyway. Like, I don't think there's... It's all about the money. We watched Moana 2 last weekend, right? And honestly, when my good lady wife said, what did we make? We made something really good for dinner. What did we make? I can't remember what we made. I think we made pizzas. I think we actually made pizzas, like, from scratch, like, with the dough and all that shit. I think that's what we done. We did, because I made the sauce. My good lady wife made the pizza bases and I made the sauce. That's what happened, right? And we watched Moana 2, and the whole time I was watching it, I was like, yeah, but it's not as good as Moana 1, is it? It's not as good as Moana 1. And say what you want about the whole fucking thing. Say what you want about Moana and whether it's a lot of fucking shit. Same with Frozen, like shit like that, right? But you can't deny that, see that tune that The Rock sings, it's a fucking belter. Like it is, it's a belter. And then see that other one that she sings about the sea, when she's singing that lovely wee song about she's going to go across the sea and all that, it's a fucking well-written song as well. You can't deny it. You can't deny that it's a well-written song. But the problem with doing a Moana 2 is this. This is the problem, right? See, no matter what she sings, see, no matter what she fucking sings, or what The Rock sings, what his rap's going to be or something like that, the whole time you're listening to it, you're going to go, yeah, but it's not as good as the first one. That, do you know what I mean? So whenever you see stuff like that, the first thing I think is a Moana 2, it's a money grab. Because the only people that are going to watch it are the people that thought Moana 1 was absolutely brilliant, and you're definitely going to disappoint half of them. Half of them are going to go, yeah, but it wasn't the first one. It's just a rewrite of the first one. Do you know what I mean? It's the same formula. Do you know what I mean? Everybody gets their same song. That everybody still gets their wee bit, but it's like, oh, The Rock's going to sing. It's my turn to sing now. Like, that's what they do, right? So by the time the third one comes out, the majority of people like myself are going to go, do we need what? I'm not watching the third one. Do you know what I mean? Like, what a lot of shite. But then there'll be other people who will watch it just because they've watched the first two. Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing. Like, where's the art? Where does the art go when stuff like that? But then when you're talking about Disney, I don't think you can really say it's art. Because it's not. It's about fucking business. It's about the numbers, which is why they went, what can we do with Snow White that'll make it different? Do you know what I mean? That's what they say. I don't even think it was anything to do with making it different. I don't even think it was anything to do with making it different. I just think it was a case of, what have we already got? What have we already got that we can just fucking, like, I don't know, paint a slightly different shade of fucking... I didn't even mean that when I'm saying that. I didn't actually mean a different shade. I was going to say a different shade of pink. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even mean it as the race thing, which is what it's all about, I suppose. But, like, what can we take and make a slightly different shape? That's better. That's what. See what one fucking letter does? You change one letter and you're not a racist. Like, you just fucking... What can we make a slightly different shape, and then people will watch it for a couple of reasons. The first one will be because they're fucking angry at the fact that it's a slightly different shape. And the second one will be because they've heard the name before. And because they've heard the name before, it's a bit more safe. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit more safe for them to have a go at because they've heard the name before. But I think what's happened is people are starting to get wise to it. I heard a really interesting thing the other day that I'm going to tell you whether or not you think is interesting, because I don't know if you've realised this, but this is a one-way conversation. This is just me talking to you and you just fucking listening. Apart from, so I started uploading the videos onto Spotify because I figured out how to do that now, right? Because for a long time I was like, how come I don't own my fucking Spotify podcast thing? Because, you know, it'd be wonderful if I plugged that into my music, if it was there at the same place as my fucking music and all that sort of stuff. How do I do that? But I just think fucking sometimes it's like they're tiny wee jobs, but they feel like an absolute fucking, they feel so difficult because you're then having to go in and go, aye, but where the fuck is it? Like, put it this way, see, when I put in pure burping. When I went on to Spotify the other day to have a look to see where my video actually was and all that sort of shit, it came up with my Future Self podcast, which you probably don't even, you might not even know about. We'd done one episode. I think we filmed three and I uploaded one. And it was me and Billy Cupquid done a podcast where the whole premises was that. Premises? That's not the right word. Premises is like where you, where you're, this would be my premises. Premise. Premise, I think that's it. Let me take another drink of tea. The whole premise was that during the week you would write down questions that your future self would answer. That was it. So some of the questions you would I would just write them down and then put them in a box and then pull them out and go and then have to answer them. And sometimes I'd forget what it was, but we only done it three times because we just did, because that's how it fucking works, because there's lots of shit going on happening. Do you know what I mean? All the time. And Billy's got a lot of stuff on as well. He's just as fucking busy as me. So trying to get two people in the same room at the same time is a nightmare. So I think it just went the way of, it just died a death. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about, man? I put the video up on Spotify. Oh, so I never knew people were commenting on my Spotify stuff. I never knew they were doing that. So there's all these comments that make me look like I'm an ignorant bastard because I've never fucking answered them. Now I'm like, oh, can you do that? Fucking hell. What was I actually talking about, man? I was thinking about this the other day. That's what I was doing. I wasn't thinking about it. Someone said it, right? And then I went, actually, I'm going to spend a bit of time thinking about that. Because what they'd said was that we are now looking at the end of the Hollywood-made celebrity, right? And me and my good lady wife were talking about it last night, right? Which means what happened was I took an edible and I just fucking went on a bit of a rant about it, right? But what happened was, like, take Pamela Anderson, for example. See Pamela Anderson? They pulled her out of the crowd at a football game, I'm sure. I think that's here, an American football game. Someone was walking by and seen Pamela Anderson in the crowd and took one look at her and went, I could make $1 million. I'll be rich with you, with her. She'll make me rich. And they pulled her off the stage. And next thing, you know, she's taking her clothes off and she's in Playboy. Do you know what I mean? So then there's other people, when you think about it, like Hollywood-made celebrities, but it's like folk that have went in and it's Hollywood that's went, you're going to be a star. We're going to make you a star. And people are like, yeah, I've always wanted to be a star. Do you know what I mean? And then, like, then someone will try and fuck them. Like, that. Basically, that's what happens now, which is why you've got the Weinsteins of the that whole debacle. And it's the same thing with the rest of the fucking, the glitterati and all the shit that they got up to and all that. But see, now, you don't need Hollywood to make you famous. You can make yourself famous using the old internet. Do you know what I mean? And then we were talking about that. Her name's Rory. I think I've spoken about her before, and she's doing this, like, sold out UK tour and all that sort of shit all by herself. Same with Jerry Cinnamon. Like, Jerry Cinnamon sold out Hamden by himself. Like, so it was that we're looking at the tail end of the Hollywood celebrity. Like, the folk like that won't exist the same way in the next kind of 10 years, 20 years. People that had to go through that system to become famous. But then the other thing you're not going to see is bands like as big as the Beatles. Because when the Beatles were out, there was only one fucking TV channel. So you were watching the Beatles and that was it. Do you know what I mean? That was your what? That was you. Like, do you want to watch the Beatles? No, then fuck off. That's basically the options that you got. So now we're not looking at that because they can't possibly be on every single channel all the time. They can't be, and there's so many things bombarding people. Do you know what I mean? So it's like that. And then, so that's that. Fuck, that whole thing's fucked. So anybody that's saying now, I want to be famous, really what they mean is they want to be famous via TikTok. Do you know what I mean? Like, that sort of thing. And then it's like, well, why do you want to be famous? I don't know why I want to be famous, but why do you want to be famous? And then what they end up doing is, like, fucking taking lines of cinnamon. And do you know what I mean? Shit like that to become famous. Like, stupid, like, stuff that's not even, like, funny, like Jackass funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, because the way they done it was incredibly entertaining, but there's sometimes when I watch it on, if someone was to do that on TikTok, I'd just think, what a prick. Do you know what I mean? And I would then be done with that. What the fuck was I talking about? Let me take a drink of tea. Jesus fuck. What I was trying to tell you was, I've carried, so down here, on the way here, I carried 12 cans of paint, a camera, and 3 cans of this insulation stuff. This stuff, oh, that's sore in my elbow. This stuff. Right, because what I've done is I've started, and that's not a good noise when you're putting down a pressurised can, is to hear a loud metal clunk like that. I just hit a crowbar, because that's where I keep my crowbars, just next to me, just in case. Do you know what I mean? In case the ghosts appear, the monsters. The fucking, I've insulated this wall, so I have, right? And what I done was I just cut little holes in it. There's already a few holes in it, so I filled those holes, but just like cut little holes in it, and I put in this insulation stuff, and I put like 3 cans in it, thinking, fuck, I'm going to need more. I'm going to need much, much more to insulate this thing. And then I went away and worked on some stuff for a while, and I came back, and it was all hanging out the walls like this. See, like this. It was all hanging out the walls. I had to snap this one off. At that bit there, I was like, holy fuck, man. So now my wall's like proper solid, but see, for this angle, it runs, it's curved. it's got a curve in it because I've put too much insulation foam in it, and I've warped my wall. I've warped. It used to be flat, and now what's happened is there's so much insulation in it, I've expanded it, that it's bulging out the wall. It's like that, see Nightmare on Elm Street when Freddy comes out the wall, that's what it looks like. There's a bit here that looks like his head. That's basically, that would be quite funny actually, if I put like a couple of wee, what's the point in that, you're going to put shelves there, you daft prick, fucking. So that's what I did. I insulated the thing. There was another thing I was going to talk to you about that wall, and I've totally fucking forgot it. I'm going to show you this, though. I'm going to show you this, but I'm going to take another drink of tea because it feels like it's getting really, really cold all of a sudden. I don't want to drink it cold. So, Cult of Walrus members, today is April 1st. So now that it's April 1st, if you haven't signed up to it, you're not getting this. That's you. You've missed the boat. Hate to be the bearer of bad. And this isn't a practical joke. This isn't like, haha, April Fool. No, this is the truth. You're getting the actual fucking truth right now. You've missed it. You can't get it anymore. That's it. It's done. Right, fucking ship sailed. Do you know the thing that fucked me off about fucking April Fools? Was in Aberdeen School, they told you were only allowed to do it to 12 o'clock. And if you'd done any jokes or pranks after 12 o'clock, then you were the fool. And I remember thinking, that can't be true. That can't be true, because it's not April Fool's afternoon. Do you know what I mean? It's not April Fool's morning. It's April Fool's day. Do you know what I mean? So it must be 24 hours, and that really fucked me off when I was at school, where it's like, oh, well, that's not funny because it's after 12 o'clock. And you'd be like, fucking shut up, you prick. You know, I suppose I'd only been in like primary school. But this is what you get. This is what happens, right? This comes to the door. This is your Cult of Walrus thing that's going to be coming. As you open it up, you will notice... it's like Pokemon cards, you pull it out and there you go, there's a Corporation T-shirt, limited edition sticker sheet with Shit Eaters number 1 is what you get, right? And you don't turn it around, what you do is you take that away and there's your book. Look, there's your egg-laying badger book, and then see when you open it up, then all the stickers fall out, right, so this is the bit I'm still trying to figure out. I don't know if yous will be into this because it's a bit of business chat, and if it's not, fuck you, I'm still talking about it anyway because I need to figure it out. Basically, the way I can tell you the numbers if you're interested. If you're not interested, sorry, I can't put this back in here and talk to you at the same time. I'm going to need to give that up. What I'm trying to figure out now is the width, right, because... if I'm sending something as a letter, it has to be thinner than 5 millimetres. If it's more than 5 millimetres, then it's considered a large letter, which means the postage doubles, right? Now, the postage is something like 185, I think. The things that are inside that right now, because I only got 100 made, right? It works out around the £3 mark. So it does. That's what it costs me to make and send. If someone was to sign up in the last month before the quarter, essentially what I've done is I don't lose any money for they signing up on the last month. But what I'm hoping is they continue to be part of the Cult of Walrus into the next. There you go. I nearly said another word. Know how we say that one letter can make something very, very different? Well, I nearly changed one letter in the word cult there, which makes it a thing that I don't think you'd want to be involved in unless there's something seriously wrong with you. Do you know what I mean? Fuck me. So what I'm saying is, I would hope that if they then continue to be part of the Cult of Walrus, it would mean that next month I would make money from them, right? The people that are signed up, they're continuously, obviously, they are feeding this because it's like that. They're the people that are making sure that I've got enough money to get the stuff out there every 3 months. But it's also giving me the incentive to continue making stuff like this every 3 months. Do you know what I mean? Whereas the more people that sign up to it, what happens is eventually the amount that I can buy will go up, and the amount that I buy goes up, then the amount per copy comes down, which means there's more profit in the long run. So it's all about the longer game, I suppose. It's all about the long tail rather than the short, sweet, just trying to make money from people instantly. You're looking for things in the long run. You're looking for something that's going to keep you going in the long term. And that's what essentially I'm doing. So that's what will come to your door if you are part of the Cult of Walrus. If you're not, then I think, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do, because I have got copies left over, but I'm thinking about just keeping a hold of them right now until I decide what I'm going to do with them. Do you know what I mean? But once I decide what I'll do with them, then I'll have done something with them. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Listen, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Last night I did a bit of a fucking edible and I feel like I've got a bit of a stone over. I'm still kind of feeling it a bit today when I woke up, but it's not like a horrible, intense kind of thing, because I don't get them anymore. I don't get bad ones on the edibles because I think I'm more mentally resilient than I used to be. I think that's what part of the problem is. It's not a problem anymore. Part of the good thing about it is I'm more mentally resilient than I used to be, because I used to just allow the bad thing to happen. Now I don't. Now I'm like, this is just, it's all in your head and everything outside of it is fucking normal again. Listen, I know I was talking about the last jackalope. So I set myself a goal. I don't know why this has just came up in my head. It was because of what I was saying about the mental resilience thing. I set myself a goal this week to get myself up to 5,000 words, and I did, right? So I'm going to set myself a goal for next week to get up to 7,500 words. So I'll hit that. So I'm hoping that I'm hoping that the last jackalope will be done this year, I think. Because I'm really fucking into it now. Like, I'm mad into it. Like, I really like writing fiction. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to write this fictitious book. And then the next book I'm going to work on is called Chasing the Walrus, which will be the second book in the Walrus trilogy. I suppose it is a trilogy. But I think it might be a trilogy of four, which I've kind of stole off Douglas Adams. But I don't really know, because because it's Chasing the Walrus and Way of the Walrus. And I don't think I'll write Way of the Walrus. I don't think I'll ever write that, to be fair. I think that's not, I don't know if that will become a book. Do you know what I mean? I'm still trying to figure it out as I go along, this whole Walrus thing. But it's got fucking interesting over the last wee while. Like, it's got interesting again. Not again, it's always been interesting, but it's got really interesting because it's like people are now, it's almost as if like they're like that, it's like, not that they're taking it seriously. Well, they are, I suppose, taking it seriously, but it's more folk are now going, it must be something because he keeps going on about it. It feels like that. It must be an actual thing because he's talked about it more than once. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's where we're at. I don't even think I've got anything else to say to you, to be fair. Other than, oh, I have, right. I'll get one more thing to say to you and that's it, right. So this year, Shred Skate Park are doing their first aerosol art, let's call it that, aerosol art festival, right. It's going to take place in one day, right. It's not a weekend event, it's a one-day event. And it's Saturday, June the 14th. I'm not going to announce the artist yet because I'm still waiting to hear back from one to find out if they're definitely doing it. But there's going to be painting, there's going to be music, there's going to be a bar, there's going to be food. And it's all going to be happening at Shred on Saturday the 14th of June. It's called Shred the Walls. That's what it's called. And I think it's going to be a really... I'm looking forward to it. There's loads of things that I'm going to need to figure out beforehand, before we do it. But it's our first kind of venture at this thing. So mark it in your diary, right? If you're interested, I'll be painting at it. Mark it in your diary, 14th of June, and hopefully we'll see you there. It's free entry, and it's all ages welcome. That's it. The bar obviously costs money, and the food will cost money. Do you know what I mean? And one of the other things we're going to do is we're going to be selling stuff like, I think I'm going to get the poster made into a sticker, like things like that. Do you know what I mean? So there's things there that people can buy as like memorabilia, but the actual coming in itself and seeing stuff. The reason why we're doing it is to get more people painting, essentially. Like, that's what it is. It's to try and get more people painting. I think it's one of those things that the more that people see it and the more that people see people doing it, the more attainable it becomes because they've seen it happen and it's not just appeared overnight. They see it, the actual thing in progress, and then what happens is that when people see it and they see people doing it, it then becomes an attainable thing. They're like, I could do that. Could I give that a go? And then it turns into what it's going to turn into. And that's all I wanted to say. Pure burping. That's all I wanted to say. So I'm just going to fucking wrap this one up. So thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got. And I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.